Good afternoon, radio listeners. You are tuned in to San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center radio broadcast. I am Deborah Newton, the founder of San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center. Please join us every Saturday afternoon right here on Gospel 1480 and 92.1 FM from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Now, before we open up with prayer, I would like to thank Gospel 1480 for this opportunity to minister to the multitude, as well as thanking Linda Lee of Moms and Them Entertainment, who is a sponsor. We also want to thank our listeners and our supporters. God bless you. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, if the ministry is truly blessing you, feel free to send a monetary offering or even give us words of encouragement. You can contact us at San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center, 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas, 78202. Our phone number is 210-227-4522. And now we are going to go forward in our opening of prayer. And after that, I will share with you what God has given me. And so you be blessed. And I pray that the Lord bless your spiritual ears to hear what he is saying in this hour. Heavenly Father, oh God, your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:13, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and then turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Lord, we pray right now, oh great God of Jehovah, great God Almighty, you are awesome God. You who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who you love and with those who keep your covenant, God. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled. We have compromised. We have departed from your precepts and your judgment. God, in the name of Jesus, and bring us in right standing before you. God, that we may be pleasing in your sight. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And here we are, God. And so we just yield ourselves before you. We humble ourselves to you. And we say, have your way. Dear God, your kingdom come. Your will be done. You are the King of glory. And we open our gates to you. We open the gates of the city of San Antonio to you. You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. You are invincible in battle. Yes, we open wide our gates and the gates of the city of San Antonio to let you, the King of glory, in. Let your kingdom advance and be established, God, in preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance. Let righteousness, peace, and joy of your kingdom be established in San Antonio. Father, you said, ask, if we ask you for rain in springtime, it is you who makes the storm clouds. It is you who gives showers of rain to men, revival, and plants of the field to everyone. So we thank you today for revival. Father, release your angelic army to fight for the defense of your church today in the name of Jesus. Father, let our leaders, the leaders of San Antonio, the leaders of our nation, the leaders of this world, let them, God, draw them in the name of Jesus. Let them hear your words, God, the words that come out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. And then, God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Jerusalem right now. We love you, dear God. We honor you. We adore you. And our desire is to please you. And so we ask that you help us to get it right. We receive your grace to walk in righteousness before you today. Now it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I thank you, Lord. Well, today, the word that the Lord has placed on my heart, the topic is divine appointments. You know, God will art of your day. Isaiah 54 through 5 says, the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakening my ear to listen like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. The topic is divine appointment. You know, this week I had an appointment. I had a divine appointment, and you know, earlier Tuesday at our prayer meeting, this word is the word, one of the scriptures that God had placed on my heart, and I began to proclaim it. And then later, you know, I ended up having a divine appointment. Now, God also reminded me that he said, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. And he reminded me that the Gentiles shall come to my light, and the kings to the brightness of my rising. And that's the Bible. And so I took God at his word, and I just said, wow, God, okay, I'm ready. And, you know, by the grace of God, yesterday I went on an appointment with a young lady just to be support. And we went early. And so since we were there early, we had time to sit and just talk. And we just talked about the Lord and, you know, talking about the things that he had revealed unto each of us and how we delight in him and so on and so forth. And as we were sitting in the waiting room was a very large room, so there was many seats in there. And so, you know, people had the liberty of sitting wherever they desired. If they desired to sit in solitude by themselves without any interruptions, they could. Well, this particular time yesterday, there was a seat that came available that was right where we were at. And a young lady, she came in to the waiting area and she was getting ready to go to her left, but she turned around and she came back toward where we were at. And then she said, is this seat taken? And we said, no, have a seat. Now my thought was, okay, she gonna hear about God, because we're talking about God up in here. We're talking about Jesus. And so my thing was, she's gonna hear what we're talking about. So, and we were okay with that. I was okay with that. And not to my surprise, but by the grace of God, this young lady was divinely appointed to be there yesterday, as well as we were, and especially since we were extra early. We was like 2 hours early. And so at this time, the young lady, she sat down and we just greeted her, and she said she was blessed, and you know, and that opens the door to be able to talk about the grace of God and the love of God. And she said, you know, I don't know how she got into the spot where she said, you know, I just need somebody to talk to. And I looked at her, and then she began to tell us her story. And of course, she's pregnant. She has a baby. She's about 6 months pregnant. But she has been going through such a great trial. She's been bound by drugs. And she wasn't ashamed to tell us what was going on with her. She said, thank God I have because she had been bound with heroin, and so to help to keep them from going into, you know, taking that drug again. And so she has to have that drug on a regular basis, or she will relapse. And she was praising God for not, you know, relapsing and so on and so forth. But she said, I need to talk to somebody. And so, you know, the Bible tells us to be slow to speak and quick to hear. And so giving her that opportunity to talk, you know, she just, you know, she shares some things, you know. And my heart went to her because she was battling with it, because she told me it was still just so hard. And then she had her surrounding makes it no easier because it's so much great temptation around and about her. And as we sat there, I asked her, could I pray for her? And she said yes, and we prayed, and I felt the power of God. I felt something lift off of her. It was just a beautiful experience. And when I had completed praying for her, I asked her, I said, did you experience that? Did you feel the power of God? She said, oh, yes. And so, you know, God in his grace and mercy divinely appointed us to meet. She said she was going to miss an appointment, but as she was walking, someone stopped and said, did you need a ride somewhere? And they gave her a ride. Had that person not stopped, then she would not have made it at the time that she had made it. And so it was all orchestrated by God. So remember, God wants to use you. He has set up divine appointments for you to meet. And Isaiah 54 through 5 says, the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakening my ear to listen like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not shrunk back. So don't shrink back when someone comes and they come across your path and it's God gives you a word to give to them, something to encourage them, or if they just want to talk, don't shrink back. Be available. Be readily available. Again, this topic is divine appointments. You know, divine appointments are life-changing experiences. And I'm going to share a few scriptures that I was able to pull up and talking about where I see them as divine appointments. And I pray that, you know, after this, that signs and wonders will follow. And I pray that as I proclaim this, I pray that it comes out boldly, because I desire that signs and wonders follow, and that you too will be available for the Lord when he brings somebody across your path. It may just be to listen, not to say anything, or it may be to pray. But know that God is talking about divine appointments right now. 2 Timothy 4:5 says, but you keep your head in all situations. Did you hear that? Keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Keep your head in all situations. Because God, we don't know how the situation may be when he crosses you with someone. But he says, keep your head and endure all hardships and do the work of an evangelist. Each one of us is here so that we can be used by God. Remember last week, Vishera was talking regarding prayer being used by God in regards to prayer. But God will divinely appoint us to meet with someone on a day-to-day basis. And if you make up in your mind and make ready in your heart, okay, God, today, who is it that you divinely are assigning to me to meet today? Because I want to be ready. Now, in 2 Kings 4, 8 through 10, it says, one day Elijah went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay here. He can stay there whenever he comes to us. I believe that was a divine appointment for him to meet that special young woman, a well-to-do woman. I would say God calls you a well-to-do man and a well-to-do woman. Receive that. Amen. Another scripture that I brought was Acts 9:10-19. Remember, we're talking about divine appointments, and divine appointments are life-changing experiences. When I met that young lady, I didn't say much at all, but I believe that there was a change that occurred in her life. When I prayed, the power of God, not Deborah's, the power of God went forth, and she experienced it, and she recognized the power of God. So there was a change that occurred in that precious lady's life. And so even when God crosses your path with someone, it might not even be that it's a divine appointment for you to minister to somebody. Somebody, God may appoint to come cross your path to minister to you. Just be ready. Amen. In Acts 9:10-19, in Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision. Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas and on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hand on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I've heard of many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. The divine appointment. The appointment with Paul was so important because it changed his life. The appointment with Paul was so important because his truth, the truth that God and the revelation that God has given him, changes our life today. Paul, and look at here, Ananias did not shrink back. He was not rebellious. Remember the scripture that I had shared with you earlier, where it said that the sovereign Lord has opened my ears and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. Ananias did not draw back, even though it seemed frightening. Sometimes it can be not frightening, but you can be nervous and you're concerned that you might mess up. But just do what the Lord said. Sometimes, again, it may not even be nothing you're going to say. It may be that you're just going to listen. It may be that you're just going to pray. But again, God is talking about divine appointments. Divine appointments are life-changing experiences. We have another one in John 4:4-30. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour when a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. But Jesus said, will you give me a drink? That was another divine appointment. Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Don't forget, this topic is about divine appointments. Evidently, something special is going to happen to you this week to come. Something special is going to happen to somebody that you're going to cross paths with. And then they may be the one to be a blessing to you. So make ready your heart for the divine appointment. And remember, the Bible says that the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Mm-hmm. There is great darkness in the world, but the Lord, his glory, rises upon you. And he said, Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. So be in expectation, praise God. I just pray that, let me pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that you give us to know what you would have us to prepare ourselves for, and you blesses us day in and you blesses us day out. And Father, with divine appointments, I pray, Lord God, that there's boldness in the hearts of the men and the women that are under the sound of my voice. I pray holy boldness. I pray, Father, security in you. Because if they are secure in anything else, they won't trust you. But security in you, in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, your grace to walk in this truth. Have your way this week. Have your way, have your way. Again, you know, with meeting the precious young lady yesterday, it really blessed my heart to know that I felt the power of God flowing, and to know that it was a divine appointment by God, and to know that God is involved in her life. Even though I heard the struggles that she's going through great struggles. And by the grace of God, I get the opportunity, you know, I take it as an honor to be able to pray for her on a daily basis. And whenever the Lord puts on my heart, I take that as an honor, because he could have used somebody else. And that's the same thing with you. When God blesses you to be a blessing to someone or to encounter someone else, he chose you. So take it as an honor. See the special, how special it is. You know, I'm just so grateful for these opportunities to be able to come on the airways and to share what the Lord puts in my heart. I know that this is a right now word. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt God. I trust him. And I believe when he gives me something to say, I just say it. So I just bless you in the name of the Lord. It's so exciting to be here. It really, really is. If you would like for me to pray for you, please feel free to call. You can call 210-227-4522. We do have prayer meetings on Tuesday nights at San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center. And our prayer time is, the prayer meetings start at 6:30 to 8:30. And the address again is 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas, 78202. Our phone number is again 227-4522. I love you. Now, I know I still have a few minutes, and sometimes I run out of words, but can you believe that? I'm running out of words. But to God be the glory. And Brother Harold's going to go ahead and take over now. And God bless you. Love you.